Hello. I want to talk to you about another great podcast called Who Charted. They are in the Earwolf family, and they have an Earwolf favorite on their latest episode. Guess who?
Who?
Jason Mantzoukas.
Excuse me, he is also a favorite on How to Be Less Old.
That's right. On each episode of Who Charted, Howard Kramer and Kulap Vilaysack sit down with a comedian guest to talk what's charting in music and movies.
And they've got Jason Mantzoukas on the latest episode. You probably know Jason from the FX show The League and his frequent and hilarious guest appearances on Earwolf's comedy Bang Bang. He also is a co-host of the great How Did This Get Made?
Jason is one of the funniest improvisers out there today. So just in case you haven't heard of him on a podcast yet, you've got to check him out on this. Other episodes of Who Charted have featured Lauren Lapkus, Paul F. Tompkins, Tim Baltz, and so many other great comedians and improvisers.
Subscribe to Who Charted in Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang.
And we're too damn young to be this damn confused.
I thought MCM was a new party drug.
I thought taking an L was a sex position.
Isn't Salt Bay a town on Long Island?
We don't know,
but we do care.
So we're talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
We are doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you.
Because let's face it,
you want to be less old too.
How to be less old!
Good morning to you.
Hey, Emily.
How are you?
I'm feeling good, feeling alert, ready to be educated.
Me as well. Were you expecting me to come in this caffeinated today?
No, I am enjoying it, I have to say.
I have to tell you, I have a story.
Go on.
About a struggle I had this week.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
I was at work, and it had been 1 week since I had gotten my haircut.
Okay.
And my boss looks at me, and he goes, "Huh, did you get your haircut?" And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Don't worry. It doesn't look like a mom cut." And I was like, yo, dick, I wasn't worried. Just kidding. He's the nicest guy. But, like, I was not worried that it looked like a mom cut until that moment. And now that's all I see.
It's so bold.
It's so bold.
He's living so out loud.
Why would anyone say that to another human?
You know, people talk about privilege. And I have to say, this is some male privilege.
It is.
Rearing its ugly head because it is... He is comfortable to weigh in on your
hair.
Looks.
Yeah.
In addition, the state of your emotions because of your looks.
That's correct. Knowing that perhaps I was, I don't know, attempting or not attempting to look like a mom. I mean, he really dove in.
He went head first.
He did.
I mean, there's worse you can do. This is certainly low, but
I mean, but even so, like,
it's an attack.
Would I have rather had, like, a more inappropriate comment?
Like,
probably.
Do me a favor, buddy. Next time, grab my ass.
Look at my tits.
Yeah.
Anything. But
thank
call,
you.
Say that I don't have a mom haircut.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not true.
That's delightful. Your hair actually, as I said,
oh
looks
God.
Gorgeous.
I mean, we got to 2 minutes in, finally. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I should have led with that before you even started. Your hair looks gorgeous. Go on. It really does. You guys will see in the pics later. It looks delightful. We
it's a
have
little shorter.
A little shorter. Yeah. I feel like a little blonder, but that may just be because you cut it.
That's correct. The highlights got a boost from the cut.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. It's great. It's fresh.
Thank you.
Fresh, fresh, fresh.
Yes. So we have
someone fresh coming in.
So fresh. His name is Marcus Scribner. You would know him better, however, as Andre Jr. from Black-ish.
Hey.
Right.
So excited. He's delightful. He plays like that kind of nerdy mama's boy.
Really? Like, yeah. Very kind of, I don't, almost like a Jew boy, really.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's
yeah.
You're nailing it.
Yeah.
I don't know how he'll respond to that, but
we may
we're
not.
In the intro right,
right.
now.
We may not go there.
Yeah, he is coming in. You know, he's not just your average little actor. He has himself an NAACP Image Award. Black-ish has been Emmy nominated and has a Peabody Award because of all the amazing topics they cover in a hilarious way.
And make it seem so easy.
They do.
Well, like, they bring levity to, like, some serious, serious stuff, which we all need in this day and age.
And I feel like because they it's a multi-generational cast, they're able to kind of hit a topic from all different angles.
That's right.
And it's such a round view of, let's say, you know, the election or the N-word or whatever kind of topic they're covering, they're able to kind of, like, give it a – because one thing that was really cute, they had the grandmother, who is phenomenal.
Yes.
She is hilarious. But she was saying, I always vote Democrat. I always vote Democrat. And the youngest daughter asked her a couple of questions that she found on a little, like, BuzzFeed type quiz to see – are you Democrat or Republican? And it was like, do you feel – how do you feel about a wall in Mexico? She's like, there isn't one already. And it was like all these things that just led to Republican, which she didn't realize. She was, so they kind of just do a huge, like
– that's hilarious.
They're able to get it all done. So we're super excited to talk to him today. I don't think we've ever talked about flexing properly on this show.
Okay. Well, that's interesting because I – this is good because there's also another – there's a term that I don't think we've talked about either. So we're going to do both, which is dragging.
So we're going to be flexing and dragging today.
That's right.
Great. I can't wait. Hopefully he will join us for that ride.
I'm very excited. And, you know, I just want to throw out a reminder to our fans that Yara Shahidi was also on the show, who plays Marcus's sister on Black-ish. And that was episode 17 of How to Be Less Old, but it was OMFG at the time. So
the
enjoy.
Artist formerly known as.
Exactly. And by the way, the title of our episode was Yara Shahidi, She's 15! With an exclamation point because we were that excited about her age.
And I would love to talk to him about this, but just seeing how she's blossomed, Mike, she's become really
a young
role model that's doing a lot, and you know, all the little girls are following her, and she's the right one to follow because she's so smart and aware and conscious.
Let's not make him jealous, though.
I know, we were not going to make him jealous. Okay, let's bring him in. Bye.
How to be less old!
Okay, well, we'll get started.
Yeah, welcome, Marcus.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Let me get at you here.
Actually,
let me
move this
way.
Pull your mic closer to your...
Closer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can hear you a lot better now. Okay, great.
So we're just going to start off, warm up a little bit.
Okay.
Just get a couple questions out there so that we can get to know you a little bit better. Okay. So, and we, just to give you a heads up, our podcast is, we're, I wouldn't say elderly, but we're on the older side.
Okay.
And
we're definitely old.
We need to stay fresh.
Okay.
We need to understand.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be informed.
Okay.
So we bring youths like you in, basically suck your blood so
that's
that
right.
we can.
We rub it under our eyes.
Yeah, we keep it all fresh.
Yep. Okay.
So we look to you for understanding.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So five quick questions.
Okay.
Who is the most woke celebrity under 20?
Most woke celebrity under 20.
And if that sentence is wrong, you can tell us that too.
No, it was a pretty good sentence. I approve. I would say the most woke celebrity under 20 would probably be – I feel like Zendaya is definitely an example that I look to for somebody who's woke.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like every single thing that she posts is an effort, which makes me proud of her because she's really out here just – doing what she believes in. Also, my co-star, Yara Shahidi, she's pretty woke. Yeah, she's pretty woke.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get woke by looking at towards these people, for example. So
love it.
Yeah, there's plenty of woke celebrities under 20 out there.
We had Yara on, like, one of our first podcasts.
I actually listened to that podcast, yes.
Wow. How did we do? Those were our early days.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was pretty good.
We were so blown away by her intelligence. Yeah. Like, she was, I think, the first, I don't want to say intelligent youth we had in, but I might. You know, she was
That's
like,
brutal.
You just never know who you're going to get. You
right,
know? I mean, you're casting a wide net.
You're looking
just for young people.
It's like picking out of a bag of Skittles.
Yeah.
You don't know what color you're getting.
But we love her. We've seen her grow so much in the last 2 years. She was kind of, you know, a little bit quieter, and I don't think she had the same voice that she has now in terms of what she's putting out there. And, like, it's just amazing to watch.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you this question. And please, again, feel free to correct it. I'm taking a big swing with this one, okay?
Okay.
Sneakers. Would you rather wear, here we go, BBBs or Yeezys?
Oh, wow. This is a tough question, honestly. In my opinion, I feel like the Triple Bs, the big baller brand shoes, they're a bit overpriced, okay? I really like Lonzo Ball, though, because he's on the Lakers, and the Lakers are my favorite team. But his shoes are a little bit overpriced, and they're a bit bulky.
What's overpriced? How much do they cost?
Overpriced? They're almost like $700 for like a pair of shoes that look like orthopedics.
See, now here's the thing. Okay, I look at both the – now you're saying – I said BBBs.
BBB. You said Triple B.
Triple, yeah, Triple B, okay. Big baller brand, anything.
Big baller brand, anything. Okay. BBBs is not what we're doing. We're saying Triple Bs.
Right, okay.
So I look at a Triple B, and I look at a Yeezy, the white ones. A friend of mine has those.
Yeah.
They both look orthopedic to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
They both look like they belong on a man – in his 80s, that's just trying to make his way with his walker.
Right.
But you say that the the Triple Bs are more on the orthopedic
side.
Okay.
I feel that the Yeezys, I could see where you're coming from, because first time I saw a pair of Yeezys, I was like, what are those? Those things look like an abomination. But I've grown I've grown accustomed to seeing them, and I feel like it's more of like a – like a showy, offy thing, like a status symbol kind of situation, where it's not really like what the shoe looks like. It's the fact that you actually have Yeezys and know what they are. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
So like, because Yeezys on eBay are like a bunch of money. I don't know how much.
So
exactly
I just did an image search and I got at the Triple Bs and the Yeezys, and I gotta say, Yeezy does feel more stylish.
Yes, they are.
They're
a little bulkier, the Triple Bs, so yeah.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, I was doing a little walk around the reservoir in Silver Lake, and he lives there, came out of his house, and walked with me in a pair of white Yeezys. And I was like, I don't know what you're doing. Like, you shouldn't be in dirt with
like,
these.
Nobody should actually wear them,
but
right?
This is,
just
no,
keep them in the box?
This is the thing, though, also. I feel like with Yeezys, unlike any other shoe that are, like, really expensive, it's about what you do with them. So, like, if you're wearing Yeezys while you're, like, painting your house, you're just, like, a straight-up savage.
That's
like,
next level.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, this dude can afford Yeezys.
And he's casual.
Yeah, casual with them. Like, he wears them on the daily to do his, like, gardening work. So it's like Yeezys are that's what I feel like is unique about them
that's
in comparison to like other shoes.
You need to go tell Jason. He just got called savage.
I will.
By our friend Marcus.
This is basically his best day ever.
That's hilarious.
Shout out to you, Jason.
Do you have any of these shoes?
Right now, I do not have either of these shoes. I have other shoes in my collection.
And what do you have in your collection?
What do I have in my collection?
What should we know about?
I don't really buy that many expensive shoes. I've been getting into shoes a little bit more recently. I want the Supreme Jordans, which are very expensive.
How much?
Oh, boy.
Very expensive.
Like what? What are they?
Like, I would say that they're a little bit more expensive than the big baller brand shoes. Not as expensive as a pair of Yeezys on eBay.
Ooh, we're it in a thousand?
Right under.
Goodness,
I also
gracious.
Want the Bape Adidas, which look pretty awesome. Those are expensive, though.
B-A-P-E?
Yes, Bape.
Okay. Like vaping?
Like, but with a B.
Oh, Bape.
What does that mean, Bape?
Bape, it's a brand. It's like it's a clothing brand. They make like camo jackets
so
and all this kind of stuff.
A collab
with Adidas.
Okay. Yeah. And at what point are you like a sneakerhead? And this is not one of our quick questions, but we're diving in
definitely
now.
Right. Okay.
Like, would you consider, are you one?
I don't know. I know a decent amount about sneakers, but I wouldn't consider myself a sneakerhead.
Yeah. You're not like waiting in lines.
Yeah, waiting for like new releases of Jordans. Like I own a few pairs of Jordans, but they're not like hyper expensive, like $1,000 or something right. like that. But
you gotta like DSW, like yeah. the Air Jordan.
Okay. The Air Jordan like that you wear in elementary school.
Yeah.
Now you're 17 or 18 now?
17.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And are you, just out of curiosity, are you able to freely buy things or do you have to go through a parental unit?
I have to go through a parental unit, okay. 100%.
Yeah. I would agree.
Like, I guess since I'm on a television show, I have a little bit more
flexibility.
Yeah, more flexibility with what I'm buying, but my parents still want me to save my money and make sure that I'm not putting it towards the wrong use.
Just nonsense every day.
Yeah, maybe not some Bape Adidas.
Yeah, maybe not Bape Adidas. Or okay. I like to play video games as well. So, you know, microtransactions are like a big issue. So they keep control of that.
What's a microtransaction?
It's like everything's doing it nowadays. You guys play Candy Crush or anything like that? No.
No, sir.
That's a real slam, but go on.
No. Like microtransaction is anything that like – video games nowadays cost like $60. For the game itself. And then once you go into the game, if there's like more minor fees for like – exactly. That's what I love.
They're catching you with minor fees.
Yeah.
Right? So you, if you want like a special shield or whatever.
Exactly. And it's never something that actually helps you.
Oh,
it's always like a cosmetic effect. And then you're – so it's kind of crazy though because people will actually pay money for that and I'm one of those people. Yeah. So it's kind of –
I like that you like called them crazy and then looped yourself right into that crowd. So that's good self-awareness,
Marcus.
I'm
self-aware.
We like that about you.
Yeah.
I love it. So how do they see these? So you're buying it, I guess, on your iTunes account and too many microtransactions start adding up and we gotta pull it in.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. But I haven't been buying as many recently because I've smartened up.
Great.
That's right.
Yeah.
Especially if it's cosmetic effect. Like if you're telling me like I can't jump to the next mushroom without it, like
sure.
I know that's
$2.99.
Fine.
I'll take
right.
I can't like get a shield and then like
but also like if you're gonna like dress something, dress yourself.
Yeah.
Don't dress your imaginary little dude, right?
Even though it gives you bragging rights online and you just look cooler in general.
I see.
I'm giving you side eye for that. But okay.
Yeah.
All right, back to our questions. Has Miley Cyrus jumped the shark?
I'm not too versed in the subject of Miley Cyrus, but I would say that she's definitely reeled it back in. She seems like she's doing pretty well for herself right now.
Okay.
I see her.
Were you worried about her at a moment in time?
I think everybody was.
Yeah, as a collective.
Yeah.
We have a lot to worry about at this particular moment, but at one point in simpler times, we were all just worried about Miley.
I thought she was going off the edge, but she seems to have like definitely chilled out and she's made a name for herself. Outside of like the whole Disney Channel situation, which I really think is a super cool thing. And she's doing good. So, yeah, I don't think she's jumped the shark
great.
Yet.
Okay, she's doing good.
Yeah.
She's with us still.
Yeah.
Good.
Are you with us, Miley? Yes.
Yeah. Your best Halloween costume? Just a random question. Just
best
wondering.
Best Halloween costume.
Do you deal in Halloween? Do you dress up?
My mom's giving me side eye over here because we love Halloween.
You do?
It's like, she does like the best makeup ever for Halloween.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
I think the best costume I did was either – we do some gruesome stuff. So it was either – I had this one where it was like a zipper in the middle of my face, like peeling my face in half.
That's awesome.
Like it was crazy looking, but it looked like real special effect makeup.
And your mom did it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm impressed.
Yeah, I was too. And then also – we did a really good werewolf. Like, I look like a real werewolf. Like, I had just transformed. It was pretty awesome.
That's awesome.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
And you've been doing that forever?
Yeah, we've been doing that since I was in, like, kindergarten. I've always dressed up scary.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was funny because in kindergarten I would go in and people would be scared of me. And it's like
– everyone else is like, a kitten.
Yeah, and I'm like a vampire with, like, blood dripping down my face. Yeah, so, yeah.
Going hard.
Yeah. Since day one.
Okay, funniest show on TV that's not Black-ish.
Mm-hmm. All right, funniest show on TV that's not Black-ish. All right, I like to tune in to Modern Family.
Ooh,
It's a pretty funny show. I like, I think The Big Bang Theory is very funny. I don't catch every episode, but whenever it's on, I'll keep it on. You know what I mean?
Are you excited for Young Sheldon?
Young Sheldon.
Wait, what is Young Sheldon?
It's a question
Sheldon.
I like to ask all our guests.
Yeah, Young Sheldon.
The spinoff of The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. It looks interesting. It looks funny. Sheldon is an interesting character in general. Yeah, I guess I might tune in every once in a while. I wouldn't say I'm like my breath is bated. I'm waiting for Young Sheldon to come out. No, but it looks like a decent show. So yeah,
good. All right,
we did that.
Five questions. We nailed those.
I'm just trying to queue up here. So we wanted to talk about. What, you guys are finished with season 3. Did
yes.
you already shoot season 4 yet?
No, we are 5 episodes into season 4.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good. There's been a lot of on-set fights. No, I'm joking. it's first episode is going to be like amazing. We did like a week's worth of rehearsals for
oh,
it.
Wow.
So it's going to be big. It's like we're going to be doing like a musical number situation.
Oh my yeah. gosh, that's so
Don't
cool.
Don't worry, guys. Perfect. We're not jumping the shark. This
no,
is actually makes sense
guys.
For the show. So it's going to be a cool episode.
Well, I watch your mom on the show, Tracy Ellis mm-hmm. Ross's. Am I saying that all
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Just yeah. Yeah.
Tracy Ellis Ross's Instagram and the most enjoyable things are when you guys – I don't actually – are you in it? You're not in it that often, but, like, uh-huh. she'll be getting her makeup done.
Yeah.
And then all the little ones
yeah.
gather around and hop in and think you don't like it.
What? No, no.
you
it's
like
cool.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
You like
it's
it.
It's fun. It's fun.
Oh, my
like,
gosh. It is the cutest thing.
Yeah.
And they are so adorable. And
yeah.
she looks so genuinely, like, delighted.
Yeah. It's like, definitely fun being on set and in the hair and makeup trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun all the time. Every day with Instagram videos and the such.
I mean, you awesome. Have such positive people. Like, what yeah. what have you? What is it like being around all that talent?
It's fun because you just get to like play around whenever like
yeah.
there's a scene going. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
usually after the scene's done, everybody will be like, but no, on Black-ish,
right.
we make sure like even after the scene's going, we create extra dialogue, more character development,
oh, wow.
and it really
fun.
Helps you get into the zone of the character, and you really feel like you know what they would say in certain situations, and so that allows you to have even more creative freedom with the amazing work that our writers do. So
that's so cool.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So we wanted to play a little clip from the show just in case somebody hasn't watched Black-ish mm-hmm. and they want to get to know what you're up to.
Okay.
The 40 Acres and a Vote mm-hmm. episode. So basically. Because the election was about to happen, I don't believe, or
40 Acres and a Vote.
Or, yeah, I think – actually, no, I think – yeah. I think the election – I think it was before
I think it was
we
before.
Elected mm-hmm. Donald Trump.
Yes, that's correct.
And – or someone did. And
or someone did. I know. We
– Not it.
I was like, not me.
Not it. Hands in the air.
I wasn't even 18 yet, so.
Yeah, no, it's not on any of us, but it happened.
Yeah.
And your dad on the show was like, you know, we need to get another black man elected to office.
Uh-huh.
And he looked your way because he found out there was no black presidents in the student body
yeah,
yet
yeah.
in your school.
Uh-huh.
So your first angle that he hit you with was being like, let's work on the black cool factor
right, yeah.
on the student body and see if that is what sells it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play a little
clip. Which you nail as,
right.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. So let's play a little clip from that.
So Black Cool was going to be Junior's ticket to victory.
And that's what's up, y'all. Junior, 2016.
I got bras in the line.
Hey.
Pretty cool. Oh. Dancing, we're dabbing. We're in front of the entire class. And then...
Oh,
your luck.
Yeah.
He's exposed.
His phone drops and starts playing
Fireflies.
Yeah. Is this the one you mean? Don't play Panda the song! Panda! Come on, Siri!
Everyone's laughing at you.
And then it went viral.
Right.
It's a good intro into mm-hmm. how Black-ish deals with a lot of like great issues.
Yeah.
surrounding race and how you do a great job of like playing along with that. That was hysterical.
Oh, yeah, you really got exposed with that fire.
Expose him.
And then you tried working like a white guilt angle.
Yeah.
And what happened with that? How did you?
The white guilt angle. So basically, this is probably one of my favorite parts. So Junior's just giving a regular presentation to the school over like what he wants to change in the school. And like he's showing like pictures on a projector, basically doing a slideshow of like vending machines. Like he'd rather have this in vending machines, healthier options than what they have currently or stuff like that. Or you get longer lunches. And then one of the slides, he acts like it randomly. Oh, it switches over to, oh, look at this. This is a cross burning on somebody's lawn. Like that never happened 200 or some odd years ago when you guys had us enslaved. So he tries working that angle.
Slick.
Yeah. It's very slick, very subtle. You know what I mean?
Yes, very subtle.
So Junior slides that in and That's probably my favorite angle he works. It's kind of funny.
And that didn't take off with the class, right? But at the end of the day, you ended up winning anyway because you were being yourself.
Exactly.
Which we all love. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes angles don't work.
Yeah.
Which is a commentary on politics in general.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, it is. So we are going to ask you, before we take a break, we're going to ask you to explain a couple things to us, if you can. If you can't, look, you're just coming in to join us. You might say, that's not my lane.
All right.
We want to talk about flexing.
All right.
And dragging.
And dragging.
Can you speak to either of those?
I can speak to flexing. I'm not sure about dragging.
Great. All right. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
How to be less old.
Look, it's no secret. Bra shopping is a drag. I hate putting those booby slingers on my breastises when they're not feeling comfortable and they're feeling ouchy and pointy and
worst. But what if you could skip all the hassle and find Deanna the perfect fitting bra in just minutes?
I'm all in.
Does that sound good?
Sounds great.
You got to check out Third Love.
Okay, guys, you're just going to go to thirdlove.com/HTBLO. You're going to go onto the online Fit Finder quiz. Take this quiz because it will help you figure out what bra is right for you.
They're obsessed, basically, with finding the perfect fit. And God bless them, because that's why Third Love is the only lingerie brand that offers bras in half-cup sizes.
That's right. And you can try one of them for free for 30 days. You can wear it around. If it doesn't fit, just exchange it and you can get the one that fits. It's only $2.99 for shipping. So it's a great way to really try out a very quality bra and not have to just purchase it outright.
If your Third Love bra isn't your new favorite, no problem. You can just return it or exchange it for free.
And you know I only pretty much have Third Love bras at this point.
That's right.
So go to thirdlove.com/HTBLO, find your perfect fitting bra, and try it for 30 days.
That's thirdlove.com/HTBLO to try your new favorite bra for free.
thirdlove.com/HTBLO.
How to be less old!
Attention fans of Drew Tarver. Drew now has his own hilarious narrative comedy podcast on Stitcher Premium. It's called Strictly Business. Drew Tarver portrays Derek Contrera, a former pro skateboarder who has left the world of extreme sports to become the next great American entrepreneur.
Join him as he launches his epic-ass business empire and talks with titans of the industry.
The 5-episode miniseries features an all-star cast including Scott Aukerman, Paul F. Tompkins, Lauren Lapkus, John Gabris, Mary Holland, and more.
Pretty much all the hits.
Yeah.
Get a free month of Stitcher Premium by going to stitcherpremium.com/strictlybusiness and using the code LESSOLD.
That's stitcherpremium.com/strictlybusiness and LESSOLD is the code.
How to be less old!
And we're back.
We're back with Marcus
Scribner. Welcome.
What's up? Hello.
Hello.
It's been so long.
Okay, so... Forever. Flexing and dragging. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a sentence that uses the word dragging.
Okay.
And you can tell us if that changes for you, how you, if you feel like you could speak to it or not.
Okay.
This is a headline ripped right from the hot presses of Teen Vogue. Jake Paul is being dragged for racist comments.
Okay.
I'm going to give you another one. A beauty blogger made seriously inappropriate comments, and Twitter is dragging her.
Wait, say that one again. Oh, Twitter is dragging her.
Yeah,
Twitter's
got they're dragging her.
And here's, just since we're conjugating this in every way we can, high school students drag Donald Trump in AP essays. Mm. So we're just, that's drag.
Oh, they
is the
add
word.
Him to the essay, and they're making fun of him within the AP essay.
Okay. So we'll just leave that there.
Okay. So for dragging, basically it's like when you're ripping somebody, you know what I mean? Like when they're not living up to the potential that you see and they're doing something bad or they're doing something that you find offensive, when you're talking bad about them, like that's considered dragging, you know what I mean? Like like dragging them through the mud is basically what it is, but like it's shortened, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Such a, it's so good. Like, it I could just imagine, like, you're just angry and you're like, taking the person, you're like, no! Like, I'm just gonna drag you.
Have you dragged anyone lately?
No.
No.
Well, except for in the intro, I dragged my boss. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I hope I still have a job.
You did. Yeah, you're right. We gotta, does he listen?
No. Okay. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Have you dragged anyone, Marcus?
Have I dragged anyone? I don't think in the public space I've dragged anyone. Like, you can, I guess you could, If you're roasting somebody, like, in front of them, like, person to person, I feel like that's considered dragging as well. So I guess I've dragged some of my friends.
Right. Do they like it?
Yeah. I it's more like a camaraderie thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you got to get roasted from now time to time.
My husband just dragged me.
Okay.
Now, you guys, when I tell you this, it's going to be shocking.
Okay.
He's the nicest man. I can't imagine.
He had to drag me.
Okay.
Okay. So I missed geography for whatever reason. I don't know that map. I don't know that globe. And I mean that in a way that's shocking.
Okay.
Like, I need to own a globe. Right. I do.
You just sit pretty. Christmas is coming. I will take care of that for you.
I need to stare at it and get situated.
Okay. Okay.
So my husband's a merchant marine. He schleps cargo and oil in a boat, and he's in Alaska. He's always in Alaska for the last year. He's been in Alaska.
Oh,
like
wow.
he comes back and forth, but that's where he goes when he goes to work. So I sent him a frantic text and a frantic email and a frantic SOS about Hurricane Irma. I was like, are you okay? Is everything going to be okay? Should you get off the water? And he was like, wife, are you okay? Do you know where Alaska is? And I was like, let me just look again.
Again is the funny.
Just look again and get it situated. And I was like, okay, it looks like you're
clear of the path. You missed it by like 3,000 miles.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I think you're clear of the path.
Yeah.
You know? But he has had a couple different. I think he's dragged me a bit, and it's totally warranted.
How was her usage there of dragged?
Of dragged, I think. That was the proper usage of the word drag.
Okay.
So we can give a small round of applause.
Thank you. Yeah. We'll take that from you. Okay.
Okay. So dragged, we're there. We're
good.
With it.
We got dragged. Yeah.
Like it. Flexing.
We haven't really been dragging publicly.
No.
I feel like maybe we have, but I can't recall anyone.
Right. Maybe you've dragged Donald Trump publicly.
Here and there.
Yeah.
I've been trying to talk real sweet to him, actually. I tweet him. I was tweeting him for quite some time. I'd be like, baby boy, let's like, I want, like, I was trying to talk nice to see if like,
maybe
that would
listen.
Work.
But
yeah.
I feel
you
like,
need to stroke that big ego.
Yeah exactly.
Yes. I didn't know where that was going. But, okay, so let's get into flexing.
Uh-huh.
Have you, I've been seeing, you know, people flexing on each other, just flexing in general. But
I like that usage of the word, flexing on each other.
Yeah, but maybe you can kind of just sort of situate us and explain flexing a little bit.
All right. So, you know, like flossing? Have you heard that term before?
Oh, yeah. You could bring us that, though, too.
Yeah. Okay.
we could use a refresher on
right,
the flossing.
Right, okay. So, like, they're basically the same thing. I would say that flossing is more like with what you wear kind of situation. Like,
so if you're wearing Yeezys, maybe you're flossing?
Maybe. It's more like jewelry kind of thing.
Okay.
You know, shiny apparel.
Peacocking.
Yeah, stuff like that. But flexing is kind of just, it's just when you, like, it's hard to explain because it has multiple, like, usages. Like, obviously there's, like, flexing where you're actually flexing, but then there's, like, flexing where you're proving that you're, like, better than somebody. Like, ooh, I just flexed on that kid. Or, like, when you roll up to a party in, like, your brand new Corvette Grand Sport.
Which I do.
Right, which you do. Okay.
Every day.
That's when you're, like, you're flexing on people. You're flexing on kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're pulling up in, like, the tightest car you can.
Right.
So you're flexing. Or you've got really nice clothes on. You've got Yeezys, like you were saying. You're flexing on people. So flexing is really just when you're showing off, I would say.
Yeah.
That's the best example I can say.
I wonder if people, you know, are flexing and it's not being received.
Like every day. Yeah. I'm trying to put my best foot forward here. I'm trying to show you. I've got it.
Right.
It's not being received.
I'm feeling it. Oh,
are you?
Okay. I'm backing down, believe me. But I can see someone, like, especially in LA, it's the land of the flex.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And sometimes people are probably flexing and it's not landing on it.
Yeah.
That's tough.
That's got to be tough. A missed flex.
A missed flex.
I wouldn't know about that. No, I'm joking.
Now, are you flexing on us with this shirt?
With this shirt. Oh.
Wondering.
For everybody who can't see what I'm wearing, I've got like an African print, beautiful graphic T-shirt on. No, I'm not flexing with this shirt. I wouldn't say this shirt is flex-worthy.
I see.
Specifically, I feel like it would have to have a brand, like a super, like, expensive price tag to go along with it.
Right.
When this one did not.
Yeah.
A flex-worthy shirt would be like a Supreme shirt. It's flex-worthy. Okay. Like,
what about those Supreme underwear?
Supreme, ooh, that's flex-worthy as well because even my underwear is Supreme. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of the Yeezy situation
right.
as well. Like where you, like, put them under stuff. People don't even see them, but you know they're Supreme.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we had comic Joe Coy in, and he has a young child who's, I think, 13, and he's worn the same pair of Supreme underwear for like months on end, and he's so upset by it. He's like, I'm trying to peel these things off and like get them washed, but he will not take them. It's like really upsetting. But
he's doing the flexing wrong.
Yeah, right. It sounds like it's not working out great.
I mean, if he washes them, then it's the right way to flex, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. You have to wash it.
You have to wash them, you know what I'm saying? They have to be clean, undergarments.
Now, can you be flossing and flexing at the same time?
I would imagine. I think you can floss and flex at the same time. It depends on your choice of adjective.
Yeah.
if you feel that you're flossing on people, then go ahead and use the word flossing. You know what
right.
I mean? I guess if you have like jewelry on, some nice ice, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then you're flossing.
And I think flexing really depends a lot, truly, on the other person.
Yes.
You know, because
and how they're perceiving you.
Yeah. It's okay. Like, you know, if you flex and it's not felt, is it a flex? I mean, this is really one of the questions of all the ages.
Agreed. I just realized there is a major difference between flexing and flossing. If you think about it, flexing, the other person has to receive it as like sort of intimidating or like kind of like, well, this person's flexing on me, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Whereas flossing, it's kind of like you're showing off, but no one has to really receive it as like.
So no one's really flossing on you.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not like, I'm drowning in your jewels.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
Wow, I think we really got down to something important.
Yeah, that was a philosophical question. I really enjoyed that one.
Well, thank you for being our philosopher today.
Yeah.
We needed you. Should we play a game?
Let's play a game.
All right.
We're just going to have a little game.
I feel like this is Jigsaw.
Let's play a game.
That's what we strive for.
Yeah.
We're going to play Thirsty, Savvy, or Thavvy.
Which is a combination of both thirsty and savvy.
Because sometimes it's not clear and they can be both.
Right, right. Right.
Okay.
And again, let us know if any of this is wrong. If you were to wear or rock a glitter tongue, I don't know if you've seen that, at a rave, would that be thirsty, savvy, or thavvy?
I think from the sounds of it, I would say it's thavvy. Oh. It seems like it's a creative invention, you know what I mean? A glitter tongue. It's like, wow, that's unique. That's kind of savvy. But at the same time, it's a little bit thirsty for attention because you've got a glitter tongue. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. I like that interpretation. Great.
Okay. Spending an entire paycheck on Rihanna's Fenty makeup line.
I think that's savvy.
Really?
I've been looking, and Rihanna's contours have been on point. You know what I'm saying? I do not check out her page every day. Disclaimer. But I think that's savvy.
When Marcus. You say her contours are on point, Marcus, are you clocking people's contours in general?
I don't clock everyone's contours. Okay. Only Rihanna's.
Well, okay. Now, it sounds like, you know, your mom does amazing makeup, right? Uh-huh. And you've got, you know, you have to go into hair and makeup. Mm-hmm. So maybe you're a little bit more dialed in to the contours of the
I only learned
the day
what
and
contours
age.
Were like a few months ago. So I wouldn't say I'm extremely dialed in.
Got it.
Makeup's, I wouldn't say it's really my thing.
But I really just like learned Rihanna. What it was too. So I was very impressed.
Yeah. it's interesting.
Is Rihanna up there as one of your favorites?
I would say so.
Who are we looking up to and loving in terms of the ladies?
I would say for a long time it's been Jessica Alba.
Okay.
Ever since I was younger.
And then that whole lawsuit with the Honest Company, and you were like,
can't be having a lawsuit on my hands. No. Jessica Alba. And then I would say. Beyonce is very attractive.
Sure.
Zendaya. So.
Aww. Yeah. That's cute. I'm happy Zendaya for her that she got in there.
She's awesome. Yeah.
She was really working with a little bit of an older lady. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're you know, Jessica Alba. I mean, these are ladies that have some age on you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess so.
But that's nice. But Zendaya, that's actually probably
age appropriate.
An option.
Yeah.
Have we reached out?
We have not reached out. She's been on the show before, though.
How did it go?
It went good. I was like 14 years old at the time.
And how old is she?
I think she's like
a couple years older.
2 or 3 years older. So,
did you flex on her?
Did you flex on her? Floss.
Nah, I was a little punk when I was 14. Okay. Still kind of a punk, but.
Oh, I would love her episode. I remember that episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
She played Yara's friend on the show.
Yes. Can she come back?
She could. They never really – it's kind of funny because I had a friend all throughout the first season, Nick, and then he just disappeared.
Okay. Aww. People come and they go.
Yeah, people come.
They come and they go. Okay.
Exactly.
It's tough. Cutthroat over there.
Yeah.
Really am in support of this potential. I know you're still young, but you're getting older. Uh-huh. And we can – I know we might check in with mom, but I think it's we're getting. Are we dating? We're not dating.
We should be.
We are dating, or we're not.
Oh, she doesn't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We should be.
Yeah.
All right. We should be dating.
We should be.
But are we?
We're not.
We're not.
We're not.
But we're gonna think about it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
We're definitely pursuing.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it there. But you know, we're excited.
I have a few.
All
right. I have a few more questions.
Oh, we're not gonna leave it there. We're gonna pick it right back up.
Okay.
Are we pursuing girls that are in film and television, or are we with – you're in school, I assume.
Air quotation. It's more like an online homeschool situation than I do. So,
Right. So where are we pursuing?
Where are we pursuing?
Are we in
That's
Instagrams
the difficult part.
Or?
Where do we pursue?
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Okay, so where do we pursue?
I guess like at parties and stuff like that.
Okay. Zendaya could be at a party.
Yeah. I guess.
I think we need to loop Yara in a very real way. She is actually the liaison.
Yeah.
Does she know that?
I don't know if she knows that. I don't think she knows that she's the liaison, but it's definitely not off the table.
Yeah, I think we need to do a little less singing and dancing in the makeup room and a little more focused up on working the situation out. Okay? So let's all look okay. alive. All right? Let's all focus.
I'm sure.
I'm liking the spunk, okay?
Since Yara is our best friend, I'm sure that, like, she would just fix you up in general. But if you planted the Zendaya seed, perhaps, it might grow.
It might grow.
It might grow.
Into a beautiful love bush.
Then that's what we all want.
I don't know if that was the greatest plant we could have chosen.
All right.
Maybe a palm tree.
More location based.
Yeah.
All right. Thirsty Savvy or Thavvy. Okay. Lady Gaga trying to buy her own CD at Walmart.
I think that is, honestly, I think that's savvy, okay? I would say Thavvy, right? Because it's like, because she's giving herself record sales, but at the same time, it's a little bit thirsty because she's buying her own CD. But I feel like it's important to support yourself, you know what I mean? Believe in your own music. Like, if she's...
He made it nice.
If she's...
He made it nice.
If you're gonna release something, let the people know that you believe in it just as much as them. Like, you know Lady Gaga isn't just going to Walmart just for no reason, you know what I mean? Like, she's going there specifically to pick up her CD. So, I mean, she took the time, spent the time and effort to get a CD as well, obviously knowing that she probably has, like, a million copies of them at home. But just the fact that she actually went out and got one is, I think it's actually inspirational.
Love it. Huh. Yeah. Love it.
Screen grabbing pics of people you meet on dating apps and posting them and roasting these people or dragging them on social media.
Have you seen that?
Yes.
When people do that? Is that like...
I would say, honestly, I don't even know if it falls under any of these categories. Okay. I don't think it's very smart to do that. Very savvy or... And it's not thirsty because clearly you don't like the person, you know what I mean, if you're going to drag them all over social media.
No. It's a new category.
Yeah, yeah, it's none. It's none.
No,
wrong.
None. Can I choose answer
Zero.
D?
Yeah.
I'm going to go
none.
Okay, so we're not doing that.
Yeah.
Okay, we just know that. Delete that.
That's a no.
Taylor Swift's You Made Me Do It video. Are all of those references, have you seen the video?
I haven't seen the whole thing. Is that the one with the gold Bugatti or is that her newest stuff?
Oh, this is her newest, right?
Newest.
Where she's like dead. She's dead.
She's like,
oh,
Taylor can't come to the phone right
she's
now.
Dead. Yeah. Or something like that, right? Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great impersonation.
I've heard that song. I've heard that song. I've never seen the video, though.
Okay. So basically in it, there's references to everything that's happened the last couple of years.
Uh-huh, okay.
But you know what? I think we've done the Lord's work.
We have.
We need no more from you, Marcus. You have given us everything.
So much.
The Lord's work.
We did the Lord's work today.
People can find you on Instagram at Marcus Scribner.
At Marcus Scribner. Check me out there on Instagram. Oh, my Twitter and Facebook are the same thing, too.
There we go.
Amazing.
With a little check next to it?
With a little check.
Hey.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Anything else you're promoting other than obviously go watch Black-ish?
Go watch Black-ish. What's up? We're on Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock. So I think we premiere October... 3rd.
October
Let's
3rd?
Go. Yeah.
I'm excited.
My birthday.
Oh my God.
That's my birthday present.
Well, you're welcome. No, I'm joking.
Thank you.
But yeah, we premiere October 3rd, Tuesday. We're switching Tuesdays, 9 o'clock. So I'm also studying for SATs. That's something interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to promote the hoot out of that for you.
Okay.
We're going to be tweeting about that all day, every day. Get your SATs.
Yeah. So wait, when are the SATs?
The SATs, I get to choose my date, but I think I'm taking them in October.
October, okay. Yeah. So then November 1st,
mm-hmm.
Yara's up,
mm-hmm.
and we're working on what we talked about earlier. Okay? November 1st. Let's get you focused on your SATs.
All right.
November 1st, let's look alive.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How to be less old!
Today was very important.
It was a very special episode.
Marcus Scribner came in hot,
mm-hmm.
both with energy and with looks.
Oh.
He's very cute.
He's so adorable. My goodness. I want to, like, just scoop him up. That's what you want as a son. Like, I want him to be my son.
Oh, he's clearly, like, a very good person.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously talented, very funny, but thoughtful.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
We got dragging. We got flexing.
We got triple Bs.
We got triple Bs. We got Bape Adidas. We got microtransactions.
We learned a lot.
This was a good one.
This was an gosh, I feel like we are just living right now, truly.
I mean, if there was an award, I think we won one today.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We really did. We really won.
We hope you guys feel the same way. And if you do, why don't you head over to iTunes, subscribe, Apple Podcasts, wherever. Review us. Leave a little rating. Deanna's going to tell you five stars.
Five.
We will be thrilled. And you can follow us online at HTBLO, which is on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram.
I'm Deanna Chang at Deanna M. Chang.
That's right. And I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
And we want to give a shout out to listener Alizon. Thanks for making my night/weekend commute bearable while also making me feel less old. Love you guys.
And we love you right back.
That's so sweet.
Thank you so much to Sam for recording these sweet jams.
Bye.
How to be less old.
I'm H. Michael Cray.
And I'm Cuckoo Kulapi Lyasak, and we are the host of Who Charted, where we discuss the charts and pop culture and get to know our guests. Speaking of great guests, last week we had the wonderful Jason Manzoukas.
I'm so excited about this one. I can't wait for everybody to hear it. We had such a good time with Jason. We spoke of all his work in movie and films, and we had a great time counting down the charts.
So make sure you listen to us on Who Charted.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.